Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I mean, good. I've got questions because I've got a question. Firstly, why is not all puff pastry? Why is not all pastry just puff pastry?
Because you sometimes need short crust. You need different things for different. Like, for example, if I was having a quiche, I don't want puff. I want that thick, buttery bit of stuff. I've got a mouthful of peanut butter.
Sorry, we do a weird thing where we just have a spoonful of peanut butter before we start.
In fact, yeah, I prefer short crust.
But because I made those little pies the other night and I used puff pastry as the bottom and the top, and I was like, why would you use any other pastry? I'm a puff man.
But if you were having a quiche, would you want that?
I don't. Real men don't eat quiche. My dad told me that when I was growing up.
The one bit, well, you haven't had my quiche. The one bit of pastry I'm not into is phyllo.
Phyllo?
Phyllo pastry.
What's phyllo pastry?
You phyllo pretty good after you.
What is phyllo pastry?
It's like really light, and you often have it. I don't think it's spanakopita, but like it is spanakopita.
The super flaky.
Yeah, I'm not
would
into
be,
that.
On Snotbox, on vanilla slices?
Yes.
Is that
phyllo? That would be phyllo.
Yes.
That's disgusting. Yeah. I'm never going to look at a.
Yeah, do you not call them Snotbox?
No, I don't. I call them vanilla slices.
Nah, Snotbox.
Anyway, phyllo can come and go. I'm not into phyllo.
Phyllo can come and go. Hey, so much to come on today's show, including
more stuff like that.
More pastry chat.
No, we speak to someone that literally saved the lives of hundreds of people midair in the US. They are Australian. Real life hero.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When are we going to talk about Jesse's hickey? We're just not going to mention that.
We decided we weren't going to.
Oh, mate, looks like he's been strangled by a boa constrictor around the neck.
He says it's just a rash thing from itching his neck.
Well, why is there lipstick around it then?
It isn't. Jess, it's not a hickey, is it?
No, it's just from doing this because my neck was sore.
Okay, no one can see that, so you have to explain what doing this means. Because otherwise, it's leaving people their imagination.
Just rubbing a sore spot on my neck, but it's a hickey now, apparently.
Oh, so it's a hickey and
on
sore.
Your neck?
Yeah,
it's just like a bit sore.
How bad? That doesn't sound like the worst excuse.
Oh, whatever.
You should be proud, man.
Of man.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, man. A cool hickey, man. You've been smooching girls, man. Okay.
Do grown humans, anyway, it's a different chat.
Kiss each other on the neck. No. Oh, do adults get hickeys?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's got a hickey.
I don't feel like he's the perfect sample.
Right. Do you reckon, and because this is just me and you here, do you reckon Jesse put the vacuum cleaner on his neck and made it act like he's like, oh gosh, you won't believe what them ladies have been up to. And then you went, what, man? What have they been up to?
Hey, let's talk about something far more exciting.
Oh, the feud.
Who, Grant or Larry? Which one would love a hickey more?
Is this because of the feud? Because
I've been following it on Insta.
Isn't it great?
Where did it all begin?
The cover of New Idea is where it began.
And
because
who are the two feuding partners?
One is Grant Denyer, and the other is Larry Emder. And it says Grant Denyer's Fury is the headline on the front cover. So this is big stuff. Larry stole my job. The job.
Not off little Grant.
The job, of course, is hosting The Chase Australia. And the guys have taken to social media to further this argument. Grant was called a little bitch by Larry Emder, and Grant responded to him. And then tell me if this is humorous or if it's humour covering what are real feelings. So Larry wrote, I knew from the moment I found you hiding in the bushes outside my house covered in baby oil that you were in trouble, Grant Denyer. Now get off my feed. I'm busy hosting the morning show Monday to Friday, 9 until 11:30 on the screens of 7. Hashtag mic drop. Do you think that's real or?
I need to speak to the men. I need to hear whether this feud is through smile or through clenched teeth.
Do you want me to show you one more that I think takes it just a bit too far? When Grant Denyer was the Sunrise weatherman, how many times did he say it was going to rain and it didn't? And then he's got A, B, or C there.
And what are the numbers in there?
In the caption, in the thousands. And in the caption it says, hey, Grant Denyer, I'm sorry you didn't get the job as host of The Chase Australia, but I'm trying to insert this question into our next record so at least you can be part of the show.
Oh, they're good.
We need producer Sonda. Have we had luck chasing down our two feudsters?
Sort of.
Okay. That's better than most.
We've got Larry.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's willing to come on.
It's
and
awkward,
talk about
though. What are you looking at me funny
because
about?
Because,
What?
Yeah. Just because I think you need to be cooler on your crush, man.
I don't. He's a bit cooler.
Okay.
Yeah, scare him away because we don't have Grant yet.
Don't we?
No.
Grant, okay. We've called him if you're listening, 131060, call us.
Hopefully, we will chat to both sides of the feud next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Good one, Hickey boy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because two of our favourites on this show, none other than Gold Logie winner Grant Denyer and one of your faves of all time, Larry Emder.
Don't make it awkward.
What do you mean?
Do you have a crush?
I wasn't going to mention the crush.
It's all right. Everyone's got a crush.
Are you excited about Larry's new gig hosting The Chase?
I am. Yes. I read about that. You know what I was happy about when I was in the supermarket? I was happy that it was not two women feuding.
Yes.
It was two men having a feud, a new idea.
This is the beef that I wanted to talk about. The cover of New Idea, Larry stole my job. Grant Denyer's fury. Since then, I've been following this with much amusement on Instagram.
Yeah, because the two guys have been going at it on Insta.
Yes.
They've taken it from the mags and they've taken control of their own feud.
Yes. Larry called Family Feud host a little bitch. And then Grant responded, you selfish bastard, Larry Emder. You stole my job. Stuff this. The bromance is over. Little Spoon out. And I
very
thought,
cute.
This is too good just for Instagram. We need him on the show. Welcome, gentlemen.
Sorry. I'm not doing the same show as him, so if he's on now, I'll have to come back on later.
Carrie, Tommy, Laurie Emder, lovely to chat.
I mean, because where do you want to start? Don't leave your crush out of this. Where do you want
to
start?
I just like that the two nicest men in showbiz are playing dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, I did see one post that I didn't have the context, but it was about Grant hiding outside Larry's house covered in baby oil. Did that or did that not happen?
Well, it happens all of the time.
What do you mean?
Well, every time there's a full moon and he hasn't got another show on, which is like a lot, he's outside my house naked.
Right. And do you or do you not enjoy seeing that?
Well, it was I've got to say it was novel the first time, but it's pretty cold now, so it's a weird sight, I've got to say.
Little Spoon.
Mr. Denyer, your response?
Well, you do one press lizard on his window and now all of a sudden you're a creep.
Oh, mate. God, I'm on Ender's side. That's too much.
Is the press lizard, is that a cousin of the squashed rat?
It's just an uglier cousin.
Mate, I'd love to have the manhood to do a press lizard. And so, gentlemen, how are we going to sort this out? I mean, Grant, I might ask you first. Is it a fight to the death that has to happen?
Well, I think so. I was deeply offended. As you know, New Idea is at the forefront of fine journalism.
Yes.
And for me to find out by reading that front page paper that I was indeed supposed to host The Chase, you know, I was gutted. But the fact that he wanted to fire barbs at me for daring to challenge him about
get
it.
Get a
know,
man
like,
when he's down. It's too much.
Well, I was really sad that because we've been mates for a long time, and I was really, really sad that he chose to air this in a magazine instead of doing what we've historically done when we have a difference, which is just chew each other's nipples till one cries. And so it's really broken. It's broken from tradition, and I didn't understand that.
Who does usually win the great nipple chew-off?
Well, just look at his height. Clearly, he has an advantage being down there.
I tried to get into him and have a go and say, look, how dare you ruin my career like this? And he's like, mate, he goes, I'm unemployed at the moment. And he goes, sorry, mate, I'm working. I'm doing the morning show between whatever day it is, whatever time it is. And I was like, mate, come on.
Kylie, yeah.
And as if you work, anyone who ever watches that show knows that Kylie Gillies does all the heavy lifting and all the gags.
I didn't even know you knew about the morning show. I thought you'd just been stuck in the jungle still. I didn't even know if you were out of there yet.
Did the feud begin? I'm wondering whether the feud began. Grant, did you or did you not get a bit jealous when Larry went topless, fit at 50, in the cover of Men's Health? Is that when it all began?
Yeah.
Look, I got to be honest. There is a pile of magazines in my bathroom, and that one is right at the top.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble when I saw not only the ripping rig in that photo, but I thought those nipples have been chewed within an inch of their lives.
And that lizard's looking very
small. Someone's got to free that beast. So is there any kind of piece that can be made
jelly
here?
Jelly fight,
Okay, because he's too keen.
Bickmore, calm down.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't get to see the exhibition match that went down yesterday between Floyd Mayweather and some YouTube guy.
Logan Paul. Yep.
But yep. I feel like I missed out on that. But perhaps we could set up an exhibition match between you two.
Ooh.
Well, Larry and I are both so small that if indeed we actually just popped on each other's shoulders, we only make up one entire person. Oh. So we could take on Floyd Mayweather as a team.
That's nice. You could put a jacket over you like the kids do in the movies. And, wonder, and then you wonder why your stomach's coughing. That's good. Okay, gentlemen. Well, I think unless there's any finer words, I sounds like this rivalry is just going to continue. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add?
Yeah, look, if I can just go first and just say, I want you to make sure as you're listening to this segment that you believe everything you read, okay? Because the other day I was on the front page of New Idea announcing that I just had a baby boy, and it was a photo of my daughter from 9 years ago who is a girl. So believe everything.
Oh, that took a turn. I should just check, though, Grant, since you have lost this job, I'm just wondering, will you be able to put food on the table? Will you be okay?
Look, I'm just a struggling ex-weather girl trying to make ends meet in a tough old world. But, you know, I know where Larry's car is parked. I'm not afraid to key it, and if not, I'll go and sit in the cash cow in to take a big dump in his office.
All right, come on. Hey, listen, baby John Denyer. Listen, I believe there's a chance they're bringing back Celebrity Dog School, and I have put your name right on top of the list.
It's always a pleasure, boys. Grant Denyer.
Hold on, I'm going to say one time.
Oh,
one more time.
Crush? Is this
no, just
a crush?
Again. Oh. Any chance for Jelly Wrestle in a ring? I can organise it.
Gentlemen, I'm so sorry about the lack of professionalism. I'm really sorry.
All I need to hear is a yes, yes.
Okay, well, look, as long as my stage name can be Press Lizard, then I'm in.
We've done this before, Carrie. We've been alone in the dark before. I don't like the way he touches me. So okay. I'm going to go a hard no on the jelly.
Oh, he definitely should go a hard no.
He could have just said a soft no and it would have been less
sexy.
Grant Denyer, Larry Emder, thank you, gentlemen.
Love you guys. Denyer.
Love you too, Larry.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What you're about to hear is a passenger trying to break into the cockpit of a Delta Airlines flight to Tennessee. Have a listen.
We're going to have to get him back. He needs a man or a woman. Do not care. We need him to go all the way towards the back.
Are you going to drag him back?
We're going to drag him back. Yes.
That there is an Australian couple who thwarted the attempted cockpit takeover.
Heroes.
They saved the day, and we're going to chat to them next.
Carrie and Tommy. Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Tommy, you were training to be a pilot. Yes. You always imagine yourself as the hero. Well, imagine what would happen if the drama, the moment you needed to be a hero, happened while on board a flight. An Aussie living over in Nashville has saved the day. He and his wife join us now. Wes and Tracy, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Very good. Tell us what went down on this Delta flight to Tennessee that was forced to land in New Mexico.
Yeah, well, we were running out direct out of LA to Nashville, and my wife Tracy here, I was sort of trying to catch that catnap for the 4.5 hour flight, and she was like, honey, wake up. Someone's attacked the sweet steward that just served me a drink. And we were in the second row in first class, and she was like, quick. Get out there and do something. It was like, take the trash out, go and beat up the hijacker. It's like, I do what I'm told. So I jumped out and started, trying to sort the situation out.
So do you know why? So it was a man who was trying to rush the cockpit?
Huge man. I mean, my husband's 6'8", and this guy had to be between 6'2 and 6'4", and he was a giant, and I'm so thankful.
What does that make me, like, Sasquatch?
Was he yelling anything at the time?
Oh, yeah. He chanted. He had a chant, and he never broke from his chant. He had a chant. I have to take this plane down. I have to take this superlative plane down, blah, blah, blah. And he never stopped, not even when he was hogtied, not even when they dragged him to the back of the plane. He never stopped his chant. he intended to take that plane down.
I've often wondered, guys, they start serving cutlery, obviously after September 11, they changed the cutlery to plastic.
Yeah.
And I wondered, is that what a bandit's going for? Was he armed with a knife and fork from the airline?
Well, we didn't see anything he was armed with, but it makes you wonder, you know, did he have a razor blade? I know we all walked through this airport security, but how can you really trust it? I had a friend the other day, a good friend of mine. He was flying out of New Orleans to Nashville, and he accidentally left his handgun in his bag and got home to Tennessee and realized it had been there the whole time, all the way through security on a flight.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, he was like, oh, my God, do I tell anybody? Better not. I'll probably get in trouble, you know, post the fact. But the truth is you always forget stuff, and it's amazing what doesn't get picked up. So you're wondering, you know.
So what happened when you tackled him? Like, how did you keep him down?
Oh, no, that was the deal. He kept moving. Oh. And my wife here, she's the Navy brat. Her dad was the aircraft, you know, he's a fighter pilot guy, right? So she's, like, ordering me around from the seat. You know, put your knee in his back, sit on him. So I'm just like...
Get your belt, hog tie him.
Yeah, so I pulled my belt off. I had him down. I'm a big guy, so I had him pinned with my knee in his back, but... You know, I'm like, what am I going to do now? So there was nothing to tie him up with, so I pulled my belt off and started to use my belt to tie his hands. But luckily, you know, one of the other flight stewardess came from the back of the plane with these special zip ties that you can, you know, lock people up with.
And then what happens, guys? Do you just, like, as he's finally restrained, do you just stay there calmly until the plane lands and then police come on
board?
I know,
that was weird. The flight stewardess, he was a good, you know, great guy. He'd only been on the job, he told us, after the fact, 6 days. So, like, welcome to the air, right? Poor guy. And maybe it was good that he was fresh out of flight training because he knew what to do. He was like, we got to take him to the back of the plane as far as we can from the cockpit. And we threw him in the back row, left him there face down. So we didn't want his face to be videoed or, you know, give him any fame. So we kept him face down to the floor the whole way back, face down, laid him on the seats back there, hogtied.
And our emergency landing was pretty quick. I mean, we were on the ground fast.
And it hit really hard. I think it might have been because we were full of fuel, you know, to get across the country.
Yeah.
It was a hard landing. We fly all the time.
And then when you guys landed, was the plane, I mean, often you hear people applaud when a plane lands. Mm. Was there applause for you guys when this plane landed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there sure was. And I couldn't help myself. But, you know, the police came on board, and it was at that moment you really felt, finally, you know, here's some law and order. You know, they had their guns on, the FBI comes on the plane.
The officers, we were all very grateful they were there,
I didn't want to have to deal with it anymore. You know, a bunch of your adrenaline sort of subsides. I was like, I had enough of law and order for the day.
Well, you guys are absolute heroes. Good on you. It's good to have an Aussie over there doing some amazing things. And it's been great to chat to you today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, guys. And I'll tell you one thing in parting. It's a great way to get a lot of free drinks at the bar when you land. Oh, my. We'd have had to stay in Albuquerque for a month to consume them all.
Get on your Wiz. Thanks, guys.
But that's the Aussie in me. You know?
Yes, that is the Aussie in me. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Isn't that a clear difference between Australia and Tennessee, is that one is very concerned about the safety and the other one is like, but you get free drinks.
I mean, you do deserve free drinks for that, though.
Buddy
That's
oath.
Amazing.
Buddy oath. It's good currency, free drinks.
It is.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do a lot to get free drinks.
Are you saying this was down the heavy end?
No, I'm saying that deserves it.
Yes.
But I've had free drinks for less.
Yeah, you get free drinks everywhere you go. 13, 10, 60, you're going to be turning up. 13, 10, 60. What'd you get free drinks for?
Great.
Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 13 10 60. What did you get free drinks for?
Yeah, because an Aussie couple managed to stop a passenger breaking into a cockpit on a Delta airline flight to Tennessee. They were forced to land in New Mexico. They saved the day, put his arms behind his back, laid him to the ground,
hog-tied
took him to the
him
back
with
of the plane. Anyway, the thing that the gentleman, his name was Wes Campbell, the thing he was most excited about, the free drinks.
Yes, we just heard it then. It was fantastic. Got us asking on 131060, when do you get free drinks? G'day, Chanel.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, so good. When did you get free drinks?
Over in Las Vegas. I was there by myself for about 2 weeks. Went to the 5 o'clock somewhere bar every night. Got free drinks just because of my accent.
Two weeks is a long time to be in Vegas on your own.
Yeah, late birthday present. Late 21st.
Good on you. I love that. You just go on your own and just take on the world.
Chanel, do you think this is an accent thing? What I've seemed to notice, generally speaking, in Vegas,
it's a female thing.
Is that women don't pay for drinks, and that's why then when I go to a bar, drinks cost a fortune.
Well, it could be a female thing. Probably both.
And were people buying you drinks, Chanel, or were like the bar giving you drinks?
No, the bar was definitely keeping me there with the drink.
Yeah, it would be to do with the gambling too, wouldn't it?
Was it? No? Were you,
get you liquored, so you then...
Nah, no? Girls just get in there for it because they want more women at the bar because then guys come.
Vegas.
We were in Vegas. You were pregnant and I made you carry a bucket of beers for me.
Right.
In one of my more shameful moments in my life.
Yeah, I paid for them.
Yes.
And you watched as I walked from one end of the pool to the other, stumbling over, fully pregnant with a bucket of beers.
The only time I realised it was so shameful, it was too late. There you were with a bucket. G'day, Gabby.
Hi.
Have you ever made a pregnant woman carry a bucket of drinks, Gabby?
No, I have not.
No. When did you get free drinks? What for?
So I walked into a cafe at uni and there was a bit of a medical emergency going on. And so I was just like, hey, I'm a medical student. Went around the back, took the control of the situation, saved the lady's life waiting for the ambulance to turn up. And they ended up giving me a whole bunch of free coffees and food.
What? For, like one off or for the rest of your lifetime there?
For weeks, every time I go into the cafe at uni.
That deserves, that's a refill type scenario, not just a one, here's a one free coffee.
Yes. Gabby, what did you do to save her life?
Oh, just everyone was really freaking out. They didn't know what to do in the situation, and I just kind of stepped in, took control, was talking to the, triple O, just answering all their questions, made sure she was still breathing and just, doing what they needed until the ambulance arrived.
So did you have to do anything to her?
Don't be like that.
What do you mean?
She had to keep on in those situations.
Yes.
She was taking incredible instructions from Triple O.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just asking more questions. I want to know, did you get in and did you...
CPR, is that what you want to know?
Yes, that's what I wanted to know.
I didn't have to do CPR, fortunately. She was still breathing, but she was just completely unresponsive. Not able to look after herself at all. Not talking, not anything.
Amazing, Gabby. Why are you still looking like that? Gabby's done more than you've done.
I know, mate. Well.
When have you ever had to save someone's life?
I saved that bikey once.
What bikey?
A bikey got T-boned by a car in front of my house and he was bleeding from the...
And I stayed
with him while the ambulance came. Well, I just meant this is saving someone's life. I've stayed with people while ambulance comes. But I bet... I was just inquiring.
No, your tone wasn't okay. Joel, his tone was off, wasn't it, Joel?
Yes.
Yeah. Joel, have you ever made a pregnant woman bring you a bucket of beers?
No.
Okay, what did you get your free drinks for?
I had to do a nude run down the main street of Bundaberg.
Yeah, and they
your
gave
voice
you...
is very fun, Joel.
It is. Down the main street of Bundaberg. So how far was your nudie run?
300 meters.
Okay, and how was the crowd? Did people come out? Did they clap you along?
Yes, because it was on a Friday evening. So it was like party central.
I don't want to let you go, Joel. I just want to talk to you all day. You got such a fun voice. Tell me something more.
It was my 21st birthday party.
Amazing.
Okay. Good on you. What type of free drinks did they get you?
Any spirits off top of the shelf.
Usually when I get nude, I get kicked out.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and there is still plenty more to come this afternoon, not far away from the paper quiz.
Is that what you're hooking through to do? The paper quiz? Okay. No.
What about the guy that can spin his head around?
Oh,
I'll show you that later on.
I'm so scared. Is it going to make me feel sick?
It did make me a little bit sick, but I couldn't look away.
Okay. Up next, though, Bickers, 200 arrests, 21 murder plots, 3,700 kilos of drugs. All these things were due to one app. That's how the cops had their breakthrough. I'll tell you about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because how? I know.
I asked for a little bit of information and I've been given a ream of paper.
Yes.
How am I going to get through that in the 10 seconds before we start this process?
Don't worry, though. I've got that on good authority that is only old growth forests that they've used for that. So enjoy
I'll just
that
look it up on my phone.
Whole tree's worth. Yeah. Bickers,
is fascinating.
Should we talk about the big sting?
Yep.
Good stuff.
Let it play out a bit because these words. And watching you, they were.
They were. Operation Ironside. What do you know about it, Bickers?
I know that it involves hundreds of police officers in Australia and the FBI.
18 other countries.
It started over a beer.
It did. I didn't know that bit.
Yes.
There you go.
Officers were sitting having a beer and they came up with the idea of using an encrypted app to get the underworld guys.
Yeah. And so the idea was that they would get the underworld to start using the app thinking that it was all
encrypted
and anonymous messaging, but really the cops were watching the whole time.
So undercover cops sent it out into the underworld.
Well, they met a drug trafficker by the name of Hakan Ayik, and I thought you could be Hakan for this little role play that we do. So you'll be Hakan, and I'm an undercover cop.
Okay. Right?
So, hey, Hakan, g'day.
What do you got for me?
What do you mean?
What do you got for me?
Well, you're the drug trafficker, Hakan, so usually you've got stuff for us.
No.
Oh.
I'm waiting for the nod.
Well, guess what, Hakan? You know how often we speak on the phone and we just message each other, right? Mm. Yeah, I was actually thinking that's a bit like exposing for us. And it's a bit.
Yep.
And I've actually found this new app. It's called Anom. And what we do is you install that on your phone and I install it on my phone.
Done.
And then we. It's really?
Yep, installed.
Okay. Hey,
I move quick, mate.
Hakan, just.
I got 100,000 kilos of stuff that I need to move.
What stuff you got there?
1,000 kilos.
What are you. Hakan, what stuff?
No, sorry, $100,000 worth of
kilos. Oh, now it's not so much anymore.
Kilos. Hey, Hakan, just one more question for you quickly. You wouldn't mind. Like, you've probably got some other criminally mates, yeah?
Oh, I do, mate.
Yeah, can
I'll
you.
I'll shoot them a text too on the encrypted app.
Yeah. Do you have to tell them to get the app first?
Well, I'll start using it, mate.
Will ya?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll text you on it when the next shipment's coming
and
in.
And I'll go away and I'll go, boys, you won't believe it. Hakan has taken the bait. He's given all his criminally mates this app. And then they all started using it. Mm. And last night, 300 separate raids across the country.
Yeah, they foiled murders.
I was going to say the country. I believe it was across Australia, Europe and the US.
Yep.
200 arrests.
18 countries across Asia, North and South America, Europe, the Middle East, Australia.
3,700 kilos of drugs, $145 million in cash and assets. Well, that could be $45 million. My handwriting is not good. 200 arrests, 21 murder plots.
They intercepted drug operations and prevented incidents such as mass shootings.
Yes, there was a mass shooting here in Australia that they reckon they prevented
it's
as well.
Crazy.
And so, are we going to talk homemade stings? Is that what you want to do, Vickers?
Well, stings happen like this on a much lower scale all the time.
Yeah.
Like, remember when producer Sonda couldn't work out whose dog was pooing on her front doorstep every single morning? So she set up a sting operation to catch the woman.
Didn't you just put a sign out?
Yeah,
you put a sign out.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's a sting.
She caught her and she stopped doing it, didn't she?
I laminated.
You laminated. The sign. Yes,
see,
yes.
That's what's involved. A bit of work's involved in a sting.
The weather's not going to stop this sting.
I want to hear from people. What small-scale sting have you done to catch someone doing something? We're not talking organised crime. Just fun little stuff.
We can take organised crime as well, can't we?
No, I don't know if you and I can.
No, you can take a guy with a nappy, remember that?
131060, what was your sting? Give us a call.
What was your sting? How did it go down?
You're not listening to Jesse.
Carrie and Tommy.
Doja Cat and SZA, that is Kiss Me More. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday, Arvo.
Yes, well, we're talking stings.
Yes.
I feel like that's the wrong sting song.
Why?
Because we were talking about how the FBI and Australia Police got together and they created an app, Anom, where you'd send encrypted messages.
Yeah, but that's how I'll be watching you.
Nah, it should have been messaging an encrypted app. Message in a a cryptid app.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry, that's heaps better. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, heaps better.
I didn't realise how many songs he had that were appropriate to his name.
What do you mean?
Sting and the Police.
And
like, it's funny. Their songs are all about.
But message in a bottle, like, I don't want to, I want to be supportive of your theory, but when are police using messages in bottles?
Nah, but it's like the idea.
Yeah, I get it. Alicia, do you get it?
Not really.
No, neither.
Sorry.
But
it's just funny because I've also realised it's Sting and the Police and we're using, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we covered all this stuff in the meeting, but it's good to bring it on here.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I know.
I was doing my own Sting operation.
On what, mate? Are you so tired?
I'm really tired.
Alicia, if you want to see a woman have a full breakdown on TV tonight, tune into the project because I think by then she'll be absolutely cooked. Did you do a sting of your own, Alicia?
Kind of. So it was my ex-partner. So he lived in the end of a cul-de-sac, and this person kept pulling back everybody's windscreen wipers and breaking them off.
Oh.
And it was really frustrating. And so one night we decided we're going to put out a car as bait, and then my ex-partner and his friend set up another car a bit further down the street so that they could watch and see if they could impress them out. Yeah, exactly. They were calling it a stakeout too. And then anyway, they were out there for hours and hours and hours. Around midnight or 1 a.m, this little old lady came out from her house in her dressing gown.
No.
And she started pulling back everyone's windscreen wipers. So my ex-partner and his friend just jumped out of this car completely out of nowhere, and it was a black car as well, so she probably couldn't see it. And they just started pelting down the street at her, and this poor little lady just probably had no idea what was going on. And, yeah, they just started yelling at her and was like, you've got to stop doing this. Anyway, obviously
why
she
was
never
she doing
did
it,
ever again.
Alicia, was it because people were parking out the front of her house or something?
I think so, because he lived at the end of a cul-de-sac, and that's really all you could park was around on the corners of the street and stuff.
Oh, maybe she was sleeping.
Yeah, maybe.
Or just a bit nutty. A bit like me. Am I going to be doing that 40 years' time?
40? Mate, see you next week down the cul-de-sac.
Maddie, talk to me about your sting operation.
Okay, so I suspected my boyfriend of cheating on me, looked through his phone, found messages from another girl, got her number, gave it to my friend who rang her and said, hey, you've won a free dinner for two at a local pub, but you have to go there this night at this time. And this girl's super young. Oh, my God, that's wicked. That's amazing. Didn't question how.
Are we back on edges?
Yeah,
we're back. Okay, okay.
Yeah, we had to dump
just
that
an
one.
Accidental swear word there.
In a sting operation, accidental swear word.
Yes.
But
yes.
Should we finish off with Linda?
Well, when I started in radio, I got told not to take another call.
I thought
we
could go back to calls.
Are we good?
Yeah, we are. What?
Okay, mate.
Linda, without using any swear words, because we don't want to have to dump again, tell me, what was your sting operation?
I was having food stolen out of my work trolley at work. So planted laxatives into barbecue shapes.
Yes.
And two supervisors and a colleague were at the toilet all day.
Linda, did you tell them what had happened or did you just watch them on the bog?
No, I just watched them.
Yeah, good.
It was
on
a
you.
Real sting.
Because I worked
operation.
Out who it was.
Jesus.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I love when people do incredible things with their body.
Yeah, thank you. It was about time you noticed. I have been working out more.
No, you know how people have special they can touch their tongue to their nose.
Oh,
they
yes.
Can, they're double jointed, stuff like that.
I can wiggle my ears like this.
Show me. Very visual, but he's wiggling his ears, guys.
It's kind of my whole head.
He's just grabbed them and he's just
actually, it is
them
your whole
around.
Head, isn't it? But it's very much your ear. That's really funny.
I've got to concentrate so hard to do it.
I've got a double joint, a big toe.
Get it out.
And a little toe.
Get
yeah.
your toe out.
No, because I've got to catch it on something. What happens?
Oh,
like, catch
my
it on,
God.
And then
mate,
it
you
can
just
pop back in.
You're just, that's not double jointed.
What's
you're
that?
Just dislocating your
to be
toe.
Double
I'm double jointed
so
in my
bad.
Thumbs.
Oh, that snaps her toe.
I've got to break it.
But what this guy can do with his head.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to show you next.
Oh, is this like that thing Sonda Matters watch?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon. The paper quiz coming up next.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I want to send you into space.
Oh.
Just need to find $3.6 million. Once I found it, we're sending you into space.
Yeah. I can provide. What have I got? Hang on. Sorry. Wait, I've probably got. I've got.
How could we get $3.6 million?
Because we're getting closer. I got $10.
You got $10. That's not going to help. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
He and his brother are going to fly in the first crewed space flight from his rocket company Blue Origin next month. They're going to go up. There's six seats in this. Have you seen it? Six seats in this spacecraft.
Yeah, it looks like a gravitron.
And there's going to be one spot for whoever pays the highest price, and they're saying 3.6 will cut it, and you get to go up for 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. It's a very quick trip. But you get to experience weightlessness.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to him talk about it.
You see the Earth from space, and it changes you. It changes your relationship with this planet, with humanity. It's one Earth. I want to go on this flight because it's a thing I've wanted to do all my life. It's an adventure. It's a big deal for me.
So just a couple of things quickly. That's Jeff Bezos talking.
Yep.
So he's never been to space.
No.
But he said it changes you.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know.
No.
And the other thing is he said he's wanted to do it his whole life.
Yeah.
Didn't everybody as a kid want to go to space?
Yes,
so
I know.
Everybody has.
Yeah, I've never wanted to.
Haven't you?
No, and I will never.
You never saw astronauts when you were a kid and thought, yeah.
In fact, I went to the International Space Station when I was a kid.
Yes.
And I cried and they freaked me out, the astronauts.
Why did they freak you out?
The only thing I liked was the frozen ice cream or the dried ice cream.
Were they astronauts or were they just actors in suits?
Actors in suits.
Yeah.
Whole thing, space scares me.
Does it?
Yeah, it really scares me. And I feel they've said they've done 15 test flights of this. None of them have had passengers on board.
Yep.
But I still don't feel like that's enough.
No, it's not a lot.
Which is why I want to send you up. Because are brave enough to do something like that.
Can I go without him, though?
Well, no, not in this situation. He's the only way you're getting up there.
Oh, God.
Because Musk and Branson are also trying to get up there.
What a punish.
Which one? If you had to go with Branson? Yeah, he'd
Branson,
be fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Imagine Elon Musk trying to chat to you. Shut up. I'd be pulling the emergency thing, just shooting out into space.
I can imagine. I can imagine what Branson would have planned up there.
Yeah, it'd be wild, I reckon.
They would have and weightlessness. Yeah. You could have a go at.
Yeah. I imagine Branson going like this.
You'd have to try and grab each other.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Suddenly, Bickers is excited about space.
You and Branson
just changed their tune real quick.
Trying to get away in zero gravity.
Hey, also on my bits today.
Yep.
You know when someone parks in your driveway and you imagine all the things you'd like to do to their car?
Not specifically in my driveway, but yes. Yes.
Oh, do people never park in your driveway?
I've never had a driveway.
Oh, mate.
13, 10, 60 if you want to give me a driveway.
That's really sad.
I don't even know. What's it like, Bickers? So you always get a park and it's right next to your house.
Yeah,
similar driveways.
Yeah, although you can't always park because you can't park across the passenger strip. Like the walkway.
Yes.
So it's kind of frustrating.
Too many cars in your driveway, mate.
Why? You can park across your own one, mate.
No, you can't, I don't think. Why not? You can
How would you know, mate? You've never
walkway.
Had a driveway.
That's true. Sorry.
Anyway.
I'm out of my depth.
A whole lot of farmers in County Durham.
Yeah.
Were so annoyed because these people were parking in their driveways.
Because of the heat wave getting the day trippers out there.
A guy got out his tractor.
Yeah.
He went along, he picked up the car, he flipped it, and then he pushed it all the way down the road.
Did he?
Yes.
That's what I'd do if I had a driveway.
Maybe it's good that you don't have a driveway. And finally, I just want to just quickly show you a picture.
Yeah.
Yep, that man there.
Oh!
That man can twist his head 180 degrees around like an owl. Nothing really more to add to that story. That's his party trick, and it's pretty fun.
Is he dead now?
No, he's alive. He flicks it all the way around to the back. You know when someone says, have you got eyes in the back of your head? That guy does. Half the time.
Overall, though, it does come with a warning.
What does it
say? Overall, though, it's not something to try, as it could lead to paralysis or reduced blood supply to the head and neck, leading to a stroke. So in case you had your hands on your neck at the moment, take them off. Don't try.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Focus. focus and just be one with the newspaper. What newspaper is it today, Jesse? I can tell you because I'm being one with it. It is the Daily Telly. Oh,
God, this is getting fire already.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I actually was just lying to him. It's actually the Mercury and Tassie, but I thought I'll get him up and about.
Why would you lie? Oh. Yeah.
Why did you tell me you lied?
It's a good omen, guys.
Are you going to lie about some of the answers as well?
We did really well last week, so I was feeling good. Yeah, great.
The creature featured on the reverse side of Australia's 10-cent piece is what?
Platypus?
Is it? Good one, Bickers.
Isn't that the 20-cent piece?
The 5-cent echidna, isn't it? The 10-cent.
Kangaroo.
If only I had a coin.
What's the kangaroo?
The kangaroo is... Is it on a dollar? What's on a 10-cent piece? Oh, the queen. Sorry. I'm so sorry. It took me ages.
What would it be?
A wombat.
Really? Koala?
Sure.
No?
Yeah, these are all animals.
Well, I don't know. Has anyone got a...
I think it's a wombat.
Wombat? Okay, wombat.
All right, question number two. Easter Island is known by what other name?
Oh, Kangaroo? No.
I don't know. Easter Island. Easter Island is where they have the heads, right? The big heads that they made and they were trying to work out. You know, have a stone and they push them around.
Where is it?
That's a great question as well.
But within what part?
I reckon it's also known as the Apalachicos.
Galapagos?
The archipelagos.
Archipelagos. Right,
yes, that's the one I'm looking for.
The archipelagos.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, question number three.
It's not right, is it?
Archipelagos is like a group of islands or something, isn't it?
Okay. Easter Island. I feel like it's like...
Sunday Island.
Sunday?
Oh. Well, because, you know, Easter's on Sunday.
I feel like I've heard Easter Island.
I'll ask over that.
It's going to
tell you what, now we're one offering up answers like, here. I'm really
not the
getting
Cook
shot
Islands,
down.
But like, anyway, I don't know.
Should we come back to it?
No.
Okay.
We're not going to have any extra information back then.
I hope we miraculously get smarter in a minute.
Question number three. Ray Reardon and Eddie Charlton are best known for which sport?
Pool or snooker.
Great.
Question number four. Which vegetable stew beginning with the letter R originated in the French city of Nice?
Ratatouille.
Oh, bang. Bickers.
And question number five, which small flower shares its name with a stringed instrument?
A daisy,
violin,
a lily, a violet.
Violin.
That's good.
Ah, violet.
A viola.
A viola. Small flower.
Is there an instrument called a pansy? Or is that just the people that play them?
Oh, no.
No.
I reckon violet.
Okay.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Good one.
Great.
All righty. The answer to question number one, what creature is featured on the reverse side of Australia's 10-cent piece? Oh, it's a lyrebird.
Oh, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Easter Island is known by what other name? Rapa Nui.
Oh, I thought that. I did think
so
that.
So close to the archipelagos. Yes.
Yeah. And Sunday on. Do we need a Rapa Nui name? Because I'm remembering this one.
Ray Reardon and Eddie Charlton are best known for snooker.
We needed a win. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which vegetable stew beginning with the letter R originated in the French city of Nice? It is ratatouille.
Rapa Nui, ratatouille.
Come on, Violet.
And for the pass mark, which small flower shares its name with a stringed instrument? It is a viola.
Sure.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And coming up a little bit later on, unreal story of an Aussie hero, guys.
Oh, I forgot.
You forgot.
Yeah, I did
no,
forget.
No, don't you remember?
I know.
Saved the day.
Yes.
An Aussie in America.
An attempted plane hijacking.
Yes.
We go to the said
Jesse
hero.
Jesse tried to leave a bit of the detail out to tease people. You just tell everybody that an yeah, Aussie but
everybody
ported
be,
a terrorist.
Yes, okay. But everybody would be thinking what I was thinking then when they were driving. They were like, oh, I don't know the story, so I have no interest. But now I've just given them a bit.
Is that right?
Yeah. Why? Are you angry at me?
No, why?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that I'm angry at you. Yes. You feel attacked.
I just feel tense.
Oh, I don't know why you would feel tense.
Okay, Sonda, do you think Karen's angry?
I think it's because I know what we're about to do next and it's absurd.
What do you mean?
And I just feel like sometimes you waste precious time on our show doing absurd things.
Are you, this is the only reason I am doing this is because I've had so many people come up to me in the street.
Just because you say it doesn't make it true.
Oh, ask me when the last time. It happened.
When was the last time people asked for dog, 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 bark, bark, dog?
Sonda, when we were just down in the street then getting a coffee, didn't the guy at the trade site say hello to me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And did he say, I want to hear dark
that's, dog? That's up next.
He didn't.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, no one will forget the ACRA award-winning segment. Of course, that comes with a little asterisk above that. This...
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
Yeah. But as
where you played me a whole lot of dogs barking and I had to guess which dog.
Yes,
that
great.
Was fun. That yeah, one was yeah, fun. Yeah. I enjoyed that one.
I know. And since then, I've just been absolutely mobbed whenever I try and take to the streets, which is often. And
I thought the lowest point was when you made me guess which penguin.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, there was only
you got
like
it right.
Two penguins we knew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fairy
yeah, yeah.
and
yes,
and Emperor.
It did go a little
and
obscure.
And the Bickmore penguin.
And I've heard you on that.
Actually, no, sorry. How could I forget? I think the moment it went absolutely bonkers was when you said it was Farm Animal Week and you made the noise of the different farm animals, so they weren't even genuine farm animals.
Some of them were, thanks. Jesse talking in one of the recordings did make it
so
obvious.
So what are we doing this for?
I've heard you and I've seen you, and when you say it gets a little bit weird sometimes, I understand that. So we're bringing it back to the normal.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dinosaur.
there's a news story at the moment, and that is the reason that we are doing the dinosaurs.
You don't even know what the news story is. You picked up a piece of paper and then you went, and then you put it back down.
And a new species of dinosaur has been confirmed in Australia, dead though, so it doesn't matter.
Who found it?
Some guy with a trowel. And he's stoked about it, actually. He says it's amazing. Robin.
How dare you? So sexist.
Yes.
It's not just men that go looking for dinosaurs.
To be fair, I didn't think it was a purely a gender thing. I just based it on the only one I can think of is Ross from Friends, famous paleontologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse, the first dinosaur, please. Yeah, that's one of my favourites. I believe...
I feel like that's the one that's got wings.
Oh, the pterodactyl. That's exactly what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. What is it, Jess?
That is the Triceratops.
Ooh. Oh, it's not what I thought a Triceratops.
No.
Like, that's right, because I haven't seen one.
Why? What do you mean?
Because Jurassic Park's not real.
But you've seen Jurassic Park, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's not real.
Okay. Did you think it was? You said it
when
with
I
the
was
anger
little, I was
of
confused.
Someone who wanted to go to Jurassic Park. I'm going to find out it was.
Hey, when
real.
I went to Hawaii, though, I went to where it was filmed, and that made it feel real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, amazing. I told you, didn't I, that when I told my brother I saw Jurassic Park, he said the place or the movie.
I reckon a lot of people would think that.
Next one, please, Jess.
Oh, Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus? Sure, no, that's bigger.
That was always my favourite. The little one with all the pointy bits on top.
I would have, they're not real. I would have said Brontosaurus or T-Rex. No, Brontosaurus.
Actually, T-Rex.
Ooh.
Oh, Bickers.
T-Rex?
Yeah, it is T-Rex.
I hope Stegosaurus is in here.
Okay, let's have a listen. I don't know what I was expecting, but are we? We're just playing bits of Jurassic Park, aren't we? Jess Blanco, our esteemed audio producer, can you just confirm, are these all bits from Jurassic Park?
Yes. I couldn't find any real-life dinosaur noises.
What was that one?
Well, I reckon there was eating of trees going on, so I think this one
is
the
tall
Brontosaurus.
One. Brontosaurus.
Oh!
Well done.
Thank you.
Still no Stegosaurus, though.
Next one.
Oh, that's definitely a bird.
I can hear the flapping.
That's a, what are they called?
I said it.
Triceratops.
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl, yeah.
Hmm, okay. So you're quite into this game now, aren't you?
I am. We've got 10. It's annoying me. Yeah, 10?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, God.
This is the last one. Oh, I know what that is.
Stegosaurus.
No, that's a turtle having sex. It is. Isn't it? Isn't you know that, turtle?
Why?
You know that turtle that grew that turtle that went... No?
No.
Is that not what that is?
What videos do you watch?
Shown my hand, haven't I?
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.